morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hello, workers, race fans, welcome aboard. Kenny's here at 12:30. What day is today? It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Has Matt Carpenter walked yet? Has Matt taken a called third strike yet?
Has Matt Carpenter yelled at the umpire about said called third strike yet?
Yes, yes, and yes. Today's Tuesday. Also, where is John Brebbia?
He's here, baby.
He is here. Can I ask a quick question?
Just one question. Go ahead.
It's got to be real quick. We're up against it already.
We have a lot to get to. They made a move today. Ryan Sheriff was optioned out. There's a new sheriff. John Brebbia is back. But if you're going to just rifle pitchers in and out, which is fine, who cares? I'm not paying the travel bill. Why would you keep John Gant at this point?
I have an answer.
I do too. You go first.
Are you looking at the same Mark Saxon tweet that I'm looking at?
Is it an options thing?
Yes. Well, okay. It's John Gant was not optioned according to Mark Saxon because the Cardinals have optioned so many pitchers lately, the 10-day rule would have precluded them calling up another arm if they needed one in the next few days.
Okay. There's the answer because I'm thinking you got a game today with the Twins. What if it goes 19, 20 innings? Might need an extra arm. John Gant pitched last night. You don't need him, and he's one of those guys who's been doing the yo-yo back and forth. So my theory was you would ship him out. There's your answer. Thank you, Mark Saxon.
Also, though, this weekend, Adam Wainwright, if he returns the rotation, I believe he threw, around 60 or so pitches in his rehab start for Springfield. Is he going to go past 5 or so innings in his first start back? You could use a Gant in that situation on normal rest if you needed a long man.
We have our answer. Thank you, guys. Good job. Day off tomorrow, then San Diego for 4. Last night at the ballpark, kind of a low self-esteem day. I said this to Frank when Brenda Warner and I walked up to her, and she said, oh, you're still here. That was the greeting I got earlier.
With a smile?
Oh, yeah. She was very polite, but I think she'd rather see Frank than me. But earlier, when I'm walking into the building, our friend Aggie, friend of the show.
Love Aggie.
Aggie Cerati, who's always talking to Charlie about the baby.
Aww.
And I said,
she likes me more than
what
you.
What does she talk to you about?
She
Martin?
Does.
Oh, 100%. That's not even.
She does.
That's not even a question.
So I walk in and I said, there's Aggie. She's like, hey, Martin. I said, oh, she likes Charlie better. Silence. Because that was her opportunity to say, oh, stop it. Oh.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bonzo.
So then I'm trying to make peace with my friend Aggie, who actually likes Randy better than Charlie. But I walk in and I said, hey, Aggie, I went to see the baby. I pull a little Eddie Haskell out.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, that baby's so cute. And I said, yep, looks like mom. And she said, well, Charlie's pretty cute too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, don't tell him that. She said, well, he's handsome and cute. And I said, I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Ring the bell. Hold on.
I got to go.
Oh, my God.
So, you know what, Aggie?
I went in a bad way fast.
Don't badmouth Aggie.
Thought about
she's
having
a sweet
you.
Lady.
No, we're done with Aggie. Done. No more comments. No more talk. I know she's not listening.
No, she is listening.
No, there's a day game. She's busy.
She listens to the show a lot.
She just threw down her earbuds.
She brings up all the time the one time I brought up the fact that I like tight-fitting underwear, especially if I'm wearing a suit, because I don't want bulky boxers underneath a suit. And she brings that up constantly, saying, we don't want to hear about your underwear.
And
that's fair.
The same time frame, I think we had Stubby Clapp on, and she said, oh, you had some guy today, real boring, talking out. That was the manager. I thought, Jesus. Oh, boy, don't say that.
He was great.
And then Stubby Clapp was on with
Frank
and
he was
outstanding. Super talkative and had a lot of really great answers. And seems like there's a common denominator.
Correct. It's me. God, it's a low self-esteem Tuesday.
So we're just unlikable.
I was in the
this
tank.
Hour.
By the way, Bulky Boxers does sound like somebody that'll be texting into the show.
Correct.
Oh, this just in from Bulky Boxers. Welcome. It's the Midday Grind here on 590 The Fan. Sponsor this hour is Appliance Discounters. They have six area locations all around town. St. Charles, Baldwin, St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Baldwin.
321. Baldwin, South County, City of St. Louis, Webster Groves, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. On the web, it's theappliancediscounters.com. GE, Frigidaire, Electrolux, Bosch Dishwashers, LG, Samsung, big names, lowest prices. It's real simple. Theappliancediscounters.com. I saw Chuck's garage the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get invited inside, but I did see the garage.
We actually did think about that.
It was, I'm kidding.
No, that was an accident.
You didn't invite Martin inside the house?
No, this is, now it's a low self-esteem week.
When did this happen?
No, we can't. We went over on.
Is Martin not, like, is he not allowed to see the baby?
No, I actually thought about
too
that.
Too close to the baby?
It's well, fine. We were out on the patio. It was a beautiful night.
Did you ever, like, go inside the house and just tell Martin? No, you could stay right there. Just don't
I went
move.
And fetched some drinks. But then once they left, I did realize, hey, we never invited them in the house to see the house.
Seems like an on-purpose thing.
No, we were sitting outside for about an hour. It was beautiful.
It was totally fine. But when we were leaving, he said, hey, if you wouldn't mind, can you pick up that rake and close the garage for us?
Are you leaving? Are you leaving? Okay, go around the house. Don't go through.
Well, we did,
go
actually.
Around.
We did. It was totally fine. However, I did notice that I'm sitting and then Jess like, oh, Martin needs a beer or something. And she gets up and Charles like, will you grab me one too? And then
she
you
just
know,
gave birth. And then you like, get the beer.
Then like, she gave birth 4 months ago.
Well, you didn't give birth. You get the beer.
I love you though.
And then like 30 minutes later, Jess is like, oh, Martin needs another beer. And he says, if you're going, I'll take another one. He said, I got Archie Bunker over
now,
here.
Now hold on.
Secretly Charlie spilling your beer over. Oh, Martin needs another beer. To refill the one that just spilled.
So not,
can you
not
me
once,
one too?
Not twice, but he's like, honey, yeah, just well, if you're going anyway, don't just grab Martin, our guest one. Why don't you grab me
oh,
one?
Oh, the baby's crying. I got to make sure she's okay. Hey, while you're up taking care of the baby, can you get me another beer?
I always thought my parents had uncanny timing at that with me getting them refills. Charlie's just ready to be a dad so much right now.
I think I was holding the baby, and that's why.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, the baby was sitting there. The baby was in a good spot and content.
What kind of beer do you have at your house, Chuck? I judge people on this.
It
what
was,
kind of beer
well,
do you have at your house?
It was Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
So we did have Corona
okay.
for Cinco de Mayo. Earlier, I was at the Kirkwood Brew House, had lunch on the patio
nice.
On Cinco de Mayo.
I saw the photo. That was a cute photo of you and your baby
you.
Outside the logo.
And I had a Modelo.
Okay.
And the weird thing is he made Jess go behind the bar and tap the beer for him, too.
And I made her wear a sombrero.
Now, did you have Charlie drive you back to your house after this little
no,
hour-long
that's a
engagement?
Great point. But my point on all of this was...
What is your point?
Appliance Discounters is
yes.
where
oh
you got...
I bought the fridge.
As I was leaving his backyard because I wasn't allowed to go through the house, I looked in the garage and I said to my wife, I said, look, there's the fridge Charlie got at Appliance Discounters.
Beautiful refrigerator.
There you go.
They delivered it. I got a great deal. Scratch and dent. Appliance Discounters right there. Laclede and Watson. Great service. All kinds of different appliances to choose from.
What's the deal with a scratch? I mean, did like a dog get next to it? Who scratches a refrigerator?
And I put the scratch side up against the wall.
Can't see
You'd
it.
Never see it.
That's,
you save a ton.
It's the way to go. The
How
appliance.
Do you dent the refrigerator? Can't you see it when you're driving?
The appliance. Charlie's will probably get banged up some weekend. Like a banged up weekend. Like, I pulled into to actually hit the fridge.
It happens.
I've hit our trash cans a few times driving into the garage.
TheAppliancediscounters.com. Great sponsor on this radio station. We ask you to support the sponsors. It's real simple. Cards close out the homestand with the Twins. I think last night, and I stayed down there to do my late shows. Very exciting night to be down at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Great game.
I noticed a couple of things that nobody actually sits in their seats, which is fine. Somebody asked me if I was Rocky Madden. He's a little bit older than me.
Fox 2 News.
Again. Not a great name. I love Rocky, but he's a little older than me. So
people love Rocky.
Absolutely. I love Rocky. He's just a little bit older than me, so I didn't.
How know. Old do you think he is?
Probably about 63-ish.
And you're 50?
50, yeah. So I was like, he's a little older than me. I mean, I don't want to correct anybody because that's mm-hmm. not what I do.
Right. Sounds like you're taking this really well.
But the game was it was a dud. And so after the game, holding him accountable, clearly, I said to Dexter Fowler, is it just human behavior? You know, you come off that weekend, you're here late on Sunday, like there's just a natural, there's the possibility you have a little bit of letdown. And he said, nope, they got hits, they scored more runs, that's it. And it, oh, and that was the end of the interview.
End of interview.
It was just a dud all the way around. But you got Carlos Martinez today, and we could add to our daily questions, what day is today, is Brebbia here, did Carp strike out?
What is today, Tuesday?
Thank you, Walt. Is Martinez pitching a day game? Has he, his last like four or five starts, this is the kind of end-of-the-day material. But I feel like every day game, Carlos is on the mound.
Getaway day, quick game,
leads,
2-1.
Leads the National League. Sounds like a little wagering over there.
Somebody's I have not.
What's the over-under, Chuck?
I didn't even look. I'm guessing somewhere around 7.5 or 8.
Okay.
I was looking at the Twins lineup. Joe Mauer leads. Leadoff is not what it used to be, right? When you have Contreras leading off for the Cubs, Mauer leads off for the Twins. Rizzo last week was leading off. Were the Twins supposed to be good? They're, what, a handful of games under 500? Lineup-wise, yeah.
But they made, remember, they made the wild card game last year. Then they added some really nice pieces, you thought, with Logan Morrison, who had 38 bombs last year. Lance Lynn, another one-year deal. Fernando Rodney, older, but was darn good at the second half of last year with the Diamondbacks. And Addison Reed, a lot of people, Cardinals fans, wanted maybe to come here. And they had a horrible month of April. Weird weather. Lance Lynn talked about that. A bunch of games
canceled.
Lynn didn't
have spring training either, which apparently players need, we've learned.
Correct.
And Lance Lynn, additionally, Twins related, talking about ending up in Minnesota. He said, we make a lot of money. Nobody should feel sorry for us. But how about the comment where he said, there's just no loyalty in baseball. I was there for 7. Definitely, and I don't think he really wanted to be here, but if his options were 1 year in Minnesota at $12 million, or if he knew for sure, or stay in St. Louis for 17, he would have stayed here. Even though I don't think he was real happy, not a big Matheny guy, it didn't seem. But I think he would have stayed here for $17 million as opposed to going to a random team like the Twins for 1 year.
100%.
If he'd known that. So when he says the loyalty thing, I don't think he would have been worried about loyalty last August, September. He was like, dude, I'm going to free agency. I'll see y'all later. You're in the rearview mirror. I'm saying that conversation changed greatly when the market dried up. I don't think he was that worried about loyalty a year. He's like, they don't want me. I don't want them. I'm good. They're good. I think those emotions have changed dramatically.
Yes, and I'd love to know the exact offer and dollar figures. But remember, this really started with Lance Lynn not returning to the Cardinals probably three and a half years ago when they bought out his 3 years of arbitration. I believe it was 3 years, $22 million.
I think that's right.
And the Cardinals didn't get any of his free agent years. And we know that's what the Cardinals like to do. They give him that money, but they get a couple free agent years. With Lance Lynn not willing to give up any of those years, to me, that was kind of the writing on the wall that Lance Lynn wasn't coming back. I guarantee you the Cardinals gave him a decent offer back then. Maybe with the 3 arbitration years and 1 or 2 free agent years, he would have got a nice amount. But nobody could have foreseen what happened this past offseason with guys like Holland, who are offered, what, 3 years and 45. Then he gets 1 year, 14. A guy like Lance Lynn, who probably thought he was going to get, what, 4 years, 60 at least? Right. He gets 1 year, 12.
And that's what I'm saying. I think now he looks at it and says, boy, they didn't really treat me right. They didn't want to keep me around. I don't think he had any interest in being here last year. He's like, dude, I'm cashing in. You'll be fine. I'll be fine. I don't think that was even – if I said to you in late September, Lance Lynn, they're probably not going to keep you. He's like, that's fine. I don't need them. I don't care. And when the market goes dry, then you kind of sit around and you look, oh, you never offered me any kind of good contract. And I just don't think that that was on his radar at all.
That's one of my favorite impersonations of yours. You're Lance Lynn. Very kind of sheepish, nervous person.
It sounds more like the guy in Office Space.
Yes.
Who's the
Have
weird
you
guy?
Seen my stapler?
Milton.
I could burn the building down. Have you seen my stapler? I didn't receive my paycheck.
A lot to tell you about, including tomorrow, the show from 10 to 1, going to be at Lester's. And then on Thursday, it's the big open house at Merlin Stelzer. Also, Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. How about a gift? Dr. Rick was just talking about getting away from noise pollution and doing a little floating, Charles. You can go to the Buoyant Float Spa. There's one in Rock Hill. There's one in Chesterfield location. Stop by now and get your wife, your mom, the perfect gift, a gift certificate at a $590 discount. All you do is mention $590 the Fan, Buoyant Float Spa, the place where women and men, maybe you get a couple's float session. Find total relaxation, floating in tranquility for 60 minutes and 200 gallons of water, course mixed with 850 pounds of medical-grade Epsom salt. So it's going to be a relaxing float. Offer starting right now. See the video on 590 for details. So stop by our friends at Buoyant Float Spa, Rock Hill, and Chesterfield. Also this hour, Bertarelli, Sharp City, one of our great sponsors.
Sharp City, Bertarelli Cutlery, right there on the hill, 1927 Marconi, on the web, BertarelliCutlery.com, Sharp City. Get your knives sharpened. Get some beautiful knives for a gift, for a wedding, for somebody, a housewarming. Get your knives sharpened. We always talk about your lawn tools, your loppers, your shears.
I saw Chuck's loppers.
Great loppers.
The garage was open.
Mm-hmm.
Not the house, just the garage.
The weird thing is I had to go to the bathroom. He said, just go around back.
There's a bush.
Fine.
There's a tree back there. Go ahead, take care of your business. Getting back, though, to Sharp City, Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have Bertarelli Paper Co., all of your disposable items, trash can liners, hygienic gloves. Bertarelli Cutlery, Bertarelli Paper Co. on the hill, 1927 Marconi. Sharp City, we love them.
All right, and Cardinals baseball, there's nothing else like it, Charlie.
For sure.
There really isn't. Where you're going to see that many people in one spot. A lot of great events all summer long. More Cubs weekends, more promotional nights. Get your tickets at cardinals.com. If you want to look at the promotion schedule, just go /promotions for all of the features this summer downtown at Busch Stadium. It is cardinals.com. We do have a lot to get to, but one thing, I think Mike Colombo is going to join us momentarily. He is our colleague over there at the 211 Fox.
Fox.
And all I heard was the headline. And the headline was Uber for your lawn. And I started thinking about Strickland, who has like a little war going on with Hector and the other guy.
The Vietnamese guy who wasn't named Vietnam. Named Lee, but wasn't actually in Vietnam.
I think he was Taiwanese, but not Vietnamese. Strick gets really confused on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then Hector came back, or Hector got the gig, but Lee wanted it back. And now you have Uber for your lawn.
I still think Hector was somebody who owned a house who was mowing his own lawn. And Strick was like, hey, you mow lawns?
And Strickland just offended him, perhaps.
That's my favorite part of the story, though.
You mow lawns?
You see a random person cutting grass, and you yell out to them. You stop your car and say, hey, you cut grass? The guy's like,
I really think that guy might have owned the house.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I definitely think it's 100% what happened.
Like, I could drive by Charlie's house. He's out there cutting the lawn. Like, hey, do you cut grass? He's like, yeah, my own. Like, you want to cut mine?
But then he'd say, what, $50? I'll do it. Yeah, sure. I'll come over to your house.
And Chuck's like, no, I will. Seriously, I will. So what is this all about? Uber for your lawn. You'll see it tonight on Fox 2. Mike Colombo joining us. It's going to be on at 9 o'clock tonight, 9 o'clock hour on Fox 2. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, fellas. How are you?
We're good. Did you just drive by somebody and say, hey, will you cut my lawn? Is that how you found out about this?
No, actually, our colleague Mandy Murphy deserves all the credit on this. She brought it to my attention, and then I reached out to one of the gentlemen who helped start the company, and they're based in Nashville, Tennessee, and he came to St. Louis, drove to St. Louis, and did an interview, told me all about the company. We met up with one of the local vendors and interviewed that person while he was out on a job. And then just today, actually, I interviewed a very happy customer who had nothing but great things to say about the company.
So how does it work? So I don't have a regular lawn guy, or I normally cut my own and I need somebody at the last minute.
Yeah, you can go to their website, and we should note the company is named Green Pal. Yourgreenpal.com is the website. You can go on the website and you essentially submit your job, and then the local vendors can bid on the job. And then once those bids are received, you as the client can pick who you decide to have cut your lawn. What I think the cool thing about it is, in addition to not having to cut your lawn, you don't have to be there. So these people can come to your house, cut your lawn while you're gone, then they take a picture of the finished product and essentially send it to you for approval. And then you pay through credit or debit card. So you don't have to run to the ATM and get cash. You don't have to be there to give it to them. You can just simply pay through the app with your debit or credit card, and you're good to go. And this woman who I spoke with today, who's a client, absolutely raved about it, as did the local guy from MJ Lawn Care, who is one of this company's vendors. He had nothing but great things to say about it.
Now, are they just like Uber? Are there like surge times? Like, ooh, you called on Friday at 3 o'clock, dude. You're kind of late in the week. It's surging right now.
No, I didn't get that impression. Okay. I mean, I think that the whole Uber thing just comes from the fact that it's at your fingertips through the phone or the computer, which I guess makes it a bit different than Uber, the computer aspect of it. But I think it's just this idea that you don't have to have the reservation. If you want your lawn cut, it can happen fairly quickly. So it was very interesting. It was something that I had absolutely no idea about. And I think tonight's story will definitely be able to explain the intricacies a bit more, because I'm sure there are still many questions that are out there. And I, of course, don't want to give it all away.
Do you feel like this will hurt, like, little Tommy who lives on the street, who cuts everybody's lawn for $20? Will it hurt his business?
Oh, you think Big Lawn is behind
this?
Big
Lawn, yeah, taking out the little guy as usual.
I would have guessed that before, but it's not all like massive lawn care companies who are the vendors on this. I mean, the guy who I interviewed with MJ Lawn, you know, they're a pretty small shop, all things considered. I think he said he had maybe three crews. So I still think Little Johnny is going to have, you know, the neighborhood. He's going to have the neighborhood clients if the price is right. And, you know, there's going to be some people who would rather support the struggling high school student who's got the lawn business, mm-hmm. as opposed to a more established lawn care company. But that said, I think of it as, you know, you have this family barbecue, and of all the things that you had to do to prepare, you really forgot about needing to get the lawn right or the yard right. And they do more than just cut grass. They'll trim, they'll do whatever. So, I mean, I think it's great for that type of stuff. Maybe you just, it's hot outside, you'd rather not cut the lawn. I know, Charlie, you've said you enjoy doing stuff like that, but maybe it's 110 outside and you don't want to, give these guys a call.
I like this. I'm going to start mm-hmm. up Uber Leaf, and I'm going to start up Uber Shovel. I got an idea here now. Let's brainstorm. Let's workshop this. Also, Mike, last week you had a story. You traveled to Houston, I believe. Tell us about the contractor, what he did, and then where that story stands now.
Okay. It was Fort Worth, and we were down there. I had gotten a tip about about a month ago, a contractor that I had investigated about a year ago. Relocated to Fort Worth, or I should say he relocated to Frisco. I was actually going to be going down there for a friend's wedding, and the news guys just kind of looked favorably upon me that this guy lived not too terribly far from Fort Worth. So I was able to go down there for the wedding and meet up with a photographer from our station down there. I'll spare you all the details on that, but he owes hundreds of thousands of dollars to clients in the St. Louis area and has not repaid much of that at all. So it was kind of just a, hey, this guy's still around. He's in Frisco, Texas, in business. Now, I should note, we received no complaints from anyone in Texas about him, but it's just the fact that he's still out there and he's still not paying people back, and we're still keeping an eye on him and asking him if he has any sort of intention to pay people back. He says yes, but the way I see it, I don't think he could possibly make enough money to pay the hundreds of thousands of dollars that he owes.
You're doing great work. You're confronting the bad guys. I love to see that. Has there ever been a time or a spot where you confront these guys and they get threatening in any way?
It happens occasionally. It happened in the early fall. We went out to confront a guy who is kind of involved in a shady home transaction, a sale of a home. There were some things that it's been alleged were not properly disclosed, and he was not happy to see us, and I got a stern a stern arm pat, but thankfully that's about as violent as it's got. And I think if you ask Elliot, if you ask Chris Hayes, if you ask the other reporters who are tasked with doing that from time to time, I think most will tell you it's not really our favorite thing to do, and usually it's a last ditch type thing when, you know, you've exhausted other means of trying to get in contact with these people, and you're also very careful to read the body language of the other person and
first things first, if they say, get off my property, you then are, you know, you have to get off their property. And that's basically what I was doing when this all happened. So it can be scary from time to time, but you also do a lot of background to know who exactly you're dealing with.
And also, I'm just saying, but if there were to be an altercation on camera during a sweeps month, that probably would be pretty good for ratings. I'm just saying.
I don't think it would be worth the potential of getting beat.
I'm
up,
just joking.
Quite frankly.
I'm just kidding.
No, when out of town, make sure you get Uber Security, which is my new firm, and they will join you wherever you happen to be. Mike, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to that piece tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox 2.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Colombo, investigative reporter, Fox 2, also host of the 4 o'clock hour. On sister station, Channel 11.
Now, Chuck, this
and Postscripts.
And Postscripts.
Sunday morning.
Which airs right before the show that a lot of people say it's just like a sports page.
Great show.
Fox 2 Game Day.
Chuck, Uber Lawns is, I think, great for you because you brought up little Timmy down the street who involves for $20. If you want to get that price down, you have the negotiating platform of Uber Lawns. So you can go up to them and say, hey, 20 is a little too much. How about 15? If not, I'll go with these guys.
Let me just say this, though.
I just bought my new can of gas and bags, and look at you squeezing the little guy.
Tomorrow, I have secured an interview for a new sponsor, which is a lawn care company. Now, it's not official yet, but they're coming on board,
I think.
So
we should use them
instead. Are they squeezing little Billy?
So the second they're on board, we don't care about little Billy anymore at all, okay? We care about this company.
Maybe it is little Billy Lawn Care.
Is Chuck in bed with Big Lawn tonight at 9? All right, we're going to go because Kenny Wallace is coming up next. Schnucks, one of our great sponsors. All your needs all summer long. Some cold beer, last-minute brats for the grill. You name it, they have it. The freshest ingredients. Their homemade pizzas, their homemade brats. Everything's great at Schnucks, and they're good in the community. They sponsor this Athlete of the Week program, which has been a big hit for us. You can find out more and vote at 590thefan.com. Your chance each week to be part of that program. The High School Athlete of the Week, 590thefan.com, where you find that. Schnucks delivers. .com. If you're busy, you don't have time to cut your lawn, you're calling up Uber Lawn and you're just sitting around, have them deliver the groceries to you. It's Schnucks, the friendliest stores in town. Kenny Wallace is next.